This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. This past Tuesday, for the first time since 1996, Florida went Democratic in a presidential election by choosing Barack Obama over John McCain. As NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami, Hispanic voters were a key factor in turning the Sunshine State from red to blue.
Although Barack Obama won here on Tuesday by 200,000 votes, Florida's election map doesn't look that different from 2004. John McCain lost only four counties carried by George W. Bush. The counties that flipped are all in the central part of the state, a battleground where Hispanic voters are becoming increasingly important. Aubrey Jewett, a professor of political science at the University of Central Florida, says a good example is Osceola County, just south of Orlando. In the last decade, he says, the Hispanic population there has increased 400%.
And not coincidentally, you saw Osceola County was one of those counties that 4 years ago went for Bush, the Republican. This time around, they went for Obama, the Democrat. I think that has to be attributed to the Hispanic vote.
Just as important, throughout Florida, Obama gained many new voters in places long considered Republican strongholds. One example, Duval County, where a big turnout by African-American voters in and around Jacksonville allowed McCain to win, but by just a narrow margin. The growth in Democratic votes was especially marked in Central and South Florida, where Jewett points out unemployment and foreclosure rates are well above the national average.
If you tie that particularly to Hispanic voters, a lot of these Puerto Ricans have come over to Central Florida because they have better economic opportunities here. Many of them, though, take entry-level jobs in the service sector, and those jobs have really been hit. It was probably more the economy than anything else that was driving Hispanics towards Obama.
In Florida, Obama won 57% of the Hispanic vote. That's 13 points higher than Democrat John Kerry's support among Florida Hispanics 4 years ago. McCain won among Hispanics in Miami-Dade County, where Cuban Americans, a mostly Republican voting bloc, make up more than a third of the county's population. But even here, Obama made gains among Cuban Americans and non-Cuban Hispanics. Fernanda Mondi is a pollster with Mendixon & Associates, a firm that often works with Democrats. He helped oversee a massive exit poll of 12,000 voters in Miami-Dade County.
The power of the Cuban vote, which is still present, has been offset somewhat by the emergence of the non-Cuban Hispanic vote. And if you were a Republican looking at these numbers, you know, it's crystal clear that this is a group that is not tied to the Republican Party. And if anything, it shows signs of becoming an emerging base vote for the Democrats.
Amandi says his exit poll also found signs that younger Cuban Americans are breaking with their elders. A majority of Cuban Americans under age 30 voted for Obama. That talk of generational change is something Republican Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart says he's heard for decades. Diaz-Balart is a Cuban American who, along with his brother, fellow Congressman Lincoln Diaz-Balart, faced well-funded challenges by Democrats. Both won by healthy margins. Diaz-Balart says at least in his race, young Cuban Americans had no trouble voting Republican.
I represent the youngest population in the entire state of Florida. I represent all young families, all young Cuban Americans, and they voted overwhelmingly for me against another Cuban American.
That's another noteworthy tidbit from Tuesday's election. Despite his convincing win, in Florida at least, Obama had at best only short coattails. Democrats picked up a total of just one congressional seat and one seat in the Republican-dominated state legislature, all of which suggests it's a bit early to color Florida blue. For now, how about deep purple? Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.